It's time to get started utilizing currency for success. We are all made of energy, and energy is a frequency. It's a vibration. And energy and time is our greatest currency, meaning when we put it into action, into movement, it becomes that energy, a current. And time and energy are currencies that float within that current. Most of us feel time poor, not because we lack minutes or have less minutes than other people, but because we interfere with the infinite time. We interfere with it with a response to a reaction to what we think we are afraid of. And that creates this fear, doubt, ego, things like the opinions of others, or thinking what others think, or thinking what other people think I think. And this interferes with our energy. It stops the currency. It feels as if we're drained of our energy, but yet what we're actually doing is cutting off or interfering with the flow, the currency of time and the currency of energy, before we ever have an opportunity to invest it into a divine direction of where we want to be or better. The training today, which I'll make available to everybody, once again, david@dmeltzer.com. This training reframes our day. It will clear the interference, clear our signal, create a stronger connection, creating a greater spectrum, a greater bandwidth. It'll ally us with what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, giving us a definiteness of purpose. Purpose, on average, according to a lot of research I'm reading, people who have purpose in their life, a definiteness of purpose, taught by Napoleon Hill, not only in Think and Grow Rich, but in Outwitting Devil, people who have a definiteness of purpose live an average of 7 years longer. Imagine that, regardless of how much fried chicken you're eating, 7 years longer by knowing what you want, who you can help, who can help you, and how to get it done, and acting, saying, doing, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with it. When we're capable of dissipating, dissolving, removing this interference that's created from the response of the reaction to what we think we're afraid of, we're capable of converting minutes into meaningful compounding investments. When your energy is clear, your calendar becomes a mirror. I'm going to repeat that. When your energy is clear, your calendar becomes a mirror of your values instead of your anxieties, instead of the interference. By the end, you know how exactly to shift from the interference and avoidance, the shortages, voids, and obstacles, to the currency, to the energy in motion, the emotion, to the action, the words, the thoughts, the beliefs, and the feelings. It shifts us from worshiping time scarcity to measuring it and multiplying it exponentially so that we can operate like the true time billionaires that we are. The first lesson that time is our greatest currency is knowing that we all are made of the same energy, and time is our greatest currency, the energy that we put into motion. And how we clear that interference and invest our minutes and moments determines our fulfillment, purpose, and happiness that creates a longer life, creates more time. So many leaders that I work with feel so time poor. They're constantly telling me I don't have enough time. And this runs and perpetuates a fear-based urgency burnout. While so many leaders who protect their energy and their schedule with intentions are capable of compounding the consequences, the coincidences, the results, and outcomes that bring us fulfillment, passion, purpose, profitability, and joy. When we can achieve the clarity of energy that precedes the effective use of time, when you can align the thoughts, the words, the actions, the purpose, when you can do, say, think, feel, and believe aligned with the divine direction in divine time, the calendar becomes a reflection of your values, not your anxiety. It'll remember, and recollect the values, not the fear. We need to ask ourselves, where do I feel time poor? And where is the reaction to fear interfering with my energy? What is the response that I'm having to that instant and obvious reaction of a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, the duplicative negatives that not only fear with our potential, not only interfere with our potential, but it's wishing for what we don't want. What we try to do is just step by step, block one non-negotiable at a time. Block one of the non-negotiable values and align the activities of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe in your calendar today in the divine direction of where you think you want to be, and make sure that you align the meaning of the past so it doesn't cast the shadow on that future. Let it expand the limitations that you put upon yourself, and that limitation is the meaning of the past that limits your own self-image, your imagination of what you think, say, do, feel, and believe. And we know we will never overachieve our own self-image. Time is our greatest currency. So if we know that this energy, emotion, the emotion in time is energy, and energy and time are our greatest assets, then we need to learn to manage and develop the energy. We need to learn energy management. And the first mechanism of energy management is understanding clear energy, the highest frequency of energy, notating that everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, then plants, then animals, then humans, then sound, then light, and then thought. But we must notate that the thought that vibrates the fastest, the thing that vibrates the fastest when we do say, think, feel, and believe aligned in the divine, is the truth, our potential. Not what other people think, not what's missing, not what you don't have, but the clarity, the balance, the harmony in clear energy of the truth, the highest vibrating frequency and vibration that, remember, allows us to be aware of that which is equal to or vibrates equal to where you are vibrating within the context of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe. We need to understand clear energy and manage our energy when it's not clear, when it's interfered with. Alignment between what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, the thoughts, the words, the actions, and the purpose, the profitability, and the passion, eliminates the interference, the friction, and frees the capability, the capacity for the work that matters, the purpose that will allow us to live longer in passion and profitability. So many executives begin the day with this alignment check-in. I teach so many to have the intent, the prioritization, the focus on the who we can help and who can help them, and allows them to communicate more clearly and allows them to execute in an accelerated, aggregated, exponential manner. This is in managing the energy, like tuning a radio frequency. When the signal is clear, the reception is effortless, it's strong, the spectrum is wide, and the outcome in the radio frequency is improved. It's progressing towards its potential. We all need to name at least one area every single day where we are fully aligned, and one at one where we may not be or interfering with it. Choose behaviors. Choose a single behavior to bring the misaligned interference into integrity today. Identify a response, a clue, a pattern, a choice, a response to the reaction to fear that has caused you to create resistance, and then shorten that resistance. Clear the energy with wisdom and faith that there's more than enough that you're connected to and through, more than enough energy and more than enough time in a world of more than enough of everything. Number one, in the energy management, we need to clear the energy. Two, we need to understand the interference of energy. Fear, doubt, ego, this reaction to fear, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and resentful, and many others, including other people's opinion. They create static in the energy. They create interference in the energy that distorts our judgment and feels as if we're draining momentum when actually all we're doing is interfering with our potential. So many founders, they have so many different competitors and so many different negative influences that they surround themselves with. And they do it at the most critical times, before the important closing or an investor call or a family event or some other activity. And they show up interfering with their energy, and they seem to be dishonest, out of alignment, out of integrity, defensive, scared. But if they would clear the energy and the interference, they can return to that situation, event, or circumstance with curiosity and confidence, in alignment with the divine direction of where they want to be or better. It is the co-creation, collaboration of curiosity and confidence that will allow us to achieve the higher frequency of awareness that allows for the statistical success that we desire or better. All interference is adopted. All the interference is adopted from our genetic and energetic inheritances. But we adopt and activate that inheritance that's interfering with our potential. We need to ask ourselves, is this interference mine? Or is it something that I've inherited? Or even worse, is it someone else's? Is it someone else's thoughts, words, ideas, actions, projection onto me? We need to look at the current sources of interference that we have, look for the clues, the patterns, and the choices that we make in the response to the interference and the response to the reaction as it is instant and obvious. And we need to replace the words, thoughts, beliefs, feelings with something that is aligned with where we want to be, with a meaning of the past aligned with where we want to be. And we need to set a reminder, remembrance, a recollection to revisit it before we make any key decisions or create events, circumstances, situations that may have an exponential impact on our trajectory, on our divine direction, or better. We need to know the timing of the interference to make sure we have alignment. And as we create that alignment, we dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interference of the energy to create, as in lesson one, the clearance of that energy. The third step is to identify in the awareness of a frequency that's higher, a vibration that is greater, to avoid what we're doing because of our reaction to fear. Avoidance consumes more energy than action. It takes more energy to avoid than to pursue your potential. Delaying is an avoidance, and delaying the hard things compounds the response and the reaction to fear. It compounds the anxiety, the worry, the frustration, the anger, the separate, the inferior, and superior. And it costs us not only the real cost, but the opportunity cost and the emotional expense that is exaggerated, but yet not quantified in most situations. When we put off a critical conversation for weeks, it will just interfere and interfere and interfere, and it will interfere with our sleep and our breathing and our eating and our drinking and our movement. It'll interfere with our clarity and our harmony and our focus, all which are extremely detrimental to the divine direction and create a detour that is not divine. Having it kindly and directly restores our energy immediately. Do it now. When you know what to do now and know what to do next, when you know what's important, utilizing urgency as a subset in its Eisenhower approach, Covey has taught for years in a matrix of importance and urgency. When we can kindly and directly restore our energy by clearing the interference, by not avoiding things because of our reaction or response to fear. We can use the Cancel, Clear, Connect, which I'm happy to send everyone. It's in my book, and I have an exercise in the guide along with this guide. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Within the context of the stop and roll, stop, drop, and roll framework, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire because you are avoiding things because of your reaction or response to fear. And we will learn in the stop, drop, and roll when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, that we got to stop as our action and drop as a reaction and roll into the divine, away from an avoidance of fear, into wisdom, into faith, from paralysis to progress. The antidote to paralysis is the prioritization and utilization of Cancel, Clear, Connect and Stop, Drop, and Roll to move us from paralysis to progress towards our potential of where we want to be or better. Not what other people think, not what's missing, not what you don't have. And I'm happy to send that to you. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Let's practice identifying the things that you've been avoiding. Take 1 5-minute step today. When we see what we're avoiding, prioritize it and do it now. 100% of the things you do now get done, and you'll find out what to do next. Go ahead, schedule the call, draft the email, outline the plan, go to the grocery store, whatever it is. We need to do it now and learn to do it next. Utilize the antidote that paralyzes us, the antidote to avoiding because of our reaction and response to fear. Lesson 3, to utilize the greatest energies to success, energy and time, the two currencies of success. The third lesson is time as a resource. If anything's a resource, that means it's part of source, and you yourself as energy is a resource of source. Time is a resource of source. Source is the infinite, abundant, unified system of everything, more than enough of everything for everyone. It's abundant, unified, infinite system of thought that we all belong to. And within time as a resource, the two different perspectives or meaning that people give to time is either time worship or time measurement. So many people come to me and say, I don't have enough time, or how do you have enough time? They worship scarcity. But by measuring and investing my time and aligning the minutes and moments with the value and the purpose and an execution model to clear the interference between me and the source to become a greater infinite resource, I utilize time as a measurement. And I use time to measure how much time am I interfering with the source. We want to utilize a time audit to measure the reactions and responses to fear, to see how many minutes and moments or days, weeks, months, and years we're utilizing the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and resentful to interfere with our potential and our progress to where we want to be or better. So many managers that I know replace low value meetings with customers and family time. They utilize performance and spectrum and power and clarity and harmony and happiness, and they rise together with a higher vibration or frequency in these meetings with their customers or with their family. Do an audit. Stop worshiping time. Measure it. And the simple measurement is, how much time am I spending interfering with my potential, my progress, by seeing which behaviors are aligned with where I want to be and measuring the amount of time that I'm in behaviors that are interfering with it. Remember, what you can measure gets improved. When you see where time actually goes, when you can actually see how much time during the day you interfere with your sleep, your breathing, your eating, your drinking, your movement, your finance, your faith, the study of time itself and relativity with your family, when you start to measure how much time you interfere with all of those things, you can now reallocate it to what matters, what's most important, knowing what is important according and not according to the circumstances of the day, who I can help and who can help me and how best to get it done, creating that do it now approach of prioritization of what's important, not what's urgent. And then we know that within time is a resource of our source. We know that we are applying our why by clearing the interference of our why. Go ahead and start tracking the last 24 hours, the incremental segment of the human experience, which is started when your heart starts and stops when your heart stops. Utilize the 24 hours with non-negotiable behaviors, sleep, breathing, eating, drinking, family, finance, faith, study of time and study of relativity, and replace the I don't have time measurement of time worship and scarcity with it's not a priority at this time for the sake of being where I want to be or better, and notice what must change immediately. The second part of time as a resource by clearing the interference to our source is analyzing time poor equals less happy. In this scarcity mindset that there's not enough, especially not enough time, a scarcity mindset around time directly reduces happiness, presence, co-creation, collaboration, and creativity because it's interfering with the infinite. So many people that sell in identical franchises, identical territories, identical businesses, the one who schedules white space, free time for preparation, for alignment, and the adaptation or adaptation and recovery will close so many more deals with far less interference or stress. The wealthiest people that I know are abundant in time because they are in control through accountability on how they're utilizing it and what behaviors they're utilizing it with. Not because they have more time. Not because they have more time. We all get 24 hours a day, every day of our life, except for the last day where we cheated. Everybody. You can be the wealthiest or the poorest person. You still have the same amount of time. But it is your mindset if you want to be time poor or time wealthy. Time poor equals less happy. Time wealthy equals joy, happiness, passion, purpose, and profitability. You're going to live longer. Go ahead, utilize non-negotiable behavior and negotiable behavior. Block out the abundant hours for those non-negotiable things like sleep and family and finance and faith and the study of time and the study of relativity. Utilize this highest value activities for recovery and access to protect the highest and greatest opportunities and options and touches of favor, even though you know you're not going to get them all done. Because you're blessed, you're in abundance, there's more than enough of everything for everyone. Of course, you're not going to get everything done during the day, but you know how to prioritize it by knowing your what, your who, and your how, and doing it now and applying your why. You want to become a time billionaire? Then recognize the wealth of the minutes that you control through accountability. What did I do to be responsible, to attract this, to participate in the perception of the divine direction and the detours and the divine time that unlocks better decisions and compounds their returns? Treat every 60 minutes like $60 million that changes your behavior to invest in your sleep and your health and your family and your finance and your faith and the study of time and relativity and learn from responsibility, accountability, from attraction and participation and perception, instead of spending your millions of minutes on distractions or interference. The aggregation, the acceleration, the compounding applies to minutes as much as it does money because they're both energy. And energy, it aggregates, it accelerates, and it compounds. Just like money, make small, consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit deposits to create, co-create, and collaborate to create these outsized dividends over decades. Study Einstein, study the rule of 72, understand compounding effect of energy. Write down the compounding time investments that are prioritized for you in the days, weeks, months, years, decades, and even a century for each of the important things of your health, your family, your finance, your faith, the study of time and relativity, whatever it is that's important to you, relationships, help, learning, and schedule. Non-negotiables, no matter what, and negotiables that are circumstantial in our prioritize effectively. The final lesson is time and energy in order to create success in your life is integration, the collaboration and coordination, the commandments of time and energy. When you're capable of clearing the interference and clearing the energy and removing it in the reaction and response in the face of fear and being able to measure time with intention, we start operating like a time billionaire. Our teams adopt a shared language. They have alignment in the checks and the values and the daily practices and the execution model. Slowly but surely, the interference clears, and the days, weeks, months, years, and decades turn to minutes and moments of interference, and all the rest of the time turns into progress, passion, purpose, and profitability. 5-minute action, 20-minute meetings, time audits will allow us to see faster cycles and calmer culture. People don't work for a company, they work for a culture because of integration, commandment, collaboration, and coordination. The energy comes and goes because it flows. Money comes and goes because it flows. But time is the only energy that only goes, because it works within a linear man-made construct. Within the context of abundance, time will flow and go. But in the man-made construct, time will only go, because the idea of the human experience, the idea of linear time, is that time starts and stops when your heart starts and stops. Therefore, time only goes. It doesn't go in the flow unless you utilize it as an energy that flows in the infinite, more than enough of everything, by being productive, accessible, and gracious, and utilizing the values, daily practices, and execution of the energy of time, elevating our awareness to make things easy by dissipating, dissolving the diseasy. Energy determines the quality of how time goes. In the man-made construct, the human experience, from the time your heart starts till it stops, start looking for the clues, the patterns, to make better choices, and choose one interference to clear in one time investment to make today and every day from now on. Quantify and measure the results and shorten the distance of resistance with the wisdom and faith to iterate a better self, a better direction, a better place, a better situation, better people, better events. Know the what, the who, the how, and the now, and prioritize and apply your why. Money comes and goes, but time only goes. The quality of your energy determines the quality of how it goes. Live the collaboration, the integration. Clear the interference between you and the infinite energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that we are part of in that flow. Stop interfering. Stop leaking it to the reaction to fear and response of that action. Measure your minutes and your moments and invest them where returns will compound exponentially with relationships, health, learning. In the non-negotiables, choose the interferences to clear. Look and see the values that are aligned that interfere with your schedule in the reality of time within the context of the infinite, then let the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and what we do say, think, feel, and believe carry you forward in the divine direction, re-engineering the detours as divine and allowing for the divine time to guide us within the human experience, the linear time, the man-made constructive time. We already have the energy, we have the intelligence, we have the intuition, we have the inspiration, and the time. The time to build the life you want. The time to build the divine. We have a choice to choose clarity over chaos and courage over avoidance and abundance over scarcity. And the results, the consequences, the coinciding of the universe will occur by paying attention and measuring the time and giving it our intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, and our joy, our happiness, our passion, our purpose, and our profitability will compound when you realize that energy and time, they are the true currencies of success. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute Weekly Training, Energy, and Time, the true currency of success. Thank you, everyone. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.